The caribou's population grew by 2,119 residents in 2023, bringing the total population to 170,432 residents, according to BC Checkup Live, an annual report by the Chartered Professional Accountants of British Columbia, CPABC, on demographic and affordability trends across the province. Population growth accelerated in the caribou, similar to what we saw province-wide, said Corey Naftali, CPA, CA, partner at KPMG Canada in Prince George. International arrivals accounted for the majority of population growth in 2023. Between July 1, 2022, and July 1, 2023, the caribou region gained 2,334 residents from other countries, more than half of whom were non-permanent residents aged 17 to 22. The region also gained 972 residents from other parts of BC. This was partially offset by 593 residents moving to other provinces and natural growth, births minus mortalities, reducing the population by 594 people. Migration from other parts of BC to the caribou picked up drastically during the past 2 years, continued Naftali. It's certainly a positive given our region's aging labor force and persistent skilled labor shortages. The average age of a resident in the caribou in 2023 was 42.3, slightly below the provincial average of 42.5 but up from 41.3 in 2018. Seniors, aged 65 and older, made up one-fifth of the population, compared to 17.1% 5 years earlier. In 2023, construction began on 296 housing units in the region's largest municipalities, Prince George, Quesnel, and Williams Lake, less than half of the 600 starts recorded in 2022. As of July 2023, the average assessed property value in the region's major municipalities increased from July 2022. Prince George, $460,049, up 12.0%. Williams Lake, $383,548, up 15.9%. Quesnel, $345,673, up 12.6%. Despite recent increases in shelter costs, the caribou remains an attractive destination for BC residents due to relatively affordable housing and a wide array of economic opportunities, concluded Naftali. Making sure the housing supply keeps up with our growing population is an important policy objective for the region to maintain that advantage.